Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do? How much do you make? We're going to start first with a woman who works in construction, Kennedy.
All righty.
You don't have to say your name or the construction company you work with. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you do for the construction company?
So I'm a director of administration. So I do contract work. I do bid work, kind of help the office run daily. I do a whole bunch of stuff. I've been in construction for 15 years.
And is this a lot of commercial real estate, or are these, you're building houses, apartment buildings? What is it?
So we actually do, it's not commercial. We do a lot of work for like cities and towns.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So have you moved up while you've been there with job titles and responsibilities in these 15 years?
Yes. I started out kind of at the bottom of the chain, and then I just worked my way up. So right now, the two titles that I've had that are probably the most, high at the company are, director, and then I've been a supervisor.
Okay. And when you say you do bid work, are you the person that's bidding on these jobs?
Yes.
And yes. How horrible is the red tape with these local municipalities?
There's a lot of red tape. So you just have to dot every I, cross every T, they can, if they don't like something, they can just throw it out. And, if you make a teeny tiny mistake, you could end up costing the company millions.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Do you drive a big truck? Big,
F-750
diesel dually?
Put me in one.
Good for you. They take up a lot of space in the parking garage.
It's fun though. I love it. I work for a great group of people and they're just amazing.
Does your company gross in the millions annually?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, this is a big one. Can you get construction bonuses like if they finish a contract in a certain amount of time or whatever?
So, my employer is fantastic and he pays very well and he does give bonuses.
Good girl.
Oh, it sounds like he's doing all right, so that's nice of him.
Do you have a vacation home?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay.
What kind of car do you drive?
Yukon.
Oh, those are nice. Is it the Denali?
It's an SLT, so it's
the Denali. Fancy, Dan. We're going to play Yukon from Justin Bieber next for her.
I love it.
I love those cars. Okay, let's make a guess. I went first last time, Dan.
All right, I'm so far out of my wheelhouse. I'm bidding on construction jobs.
Yes.
It sounds like she's doing well, though.
Yes, very
just
happy.
From the context
lots of smiles.
Clues.
Yep.
I'm going to say 150.
Okay, 150 for Dan. Kennedy, what you got?
151.
Oh, how dare you?
151.
Bush League.
It's been done to me twice today.
Not by me.
I'm going to go,
Do it.
I'm going to go a little bit under you guys, actually.
I swear to God, go 149.
I'm going to go 149. So Kennedy's one over, I'm one under.
That's without going first, Dan.
Without saying where you work or your name or any of that, how much do you earn working in construction?
So I make $95,000 a year plus bonus.
And so what was it with the bonus?
Yeah, we're going total.
So with the bonus, it was like 110.
Okay, nice job.
Good for you.
Nice work, and it sounds like you work for
it.
That is still a great day at the office. 110,
fantastic. All right, let's do one more real quick, and this one is super interesting, Kennedy.
What do we got?
We have a lawyer, who I guess their specialty is family law. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so when you say family law, are this things like divorce proceedings?
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you work for a private company or do you work for the government?
I work for a nonprofit.
Oh, good for you. You're not getting paid enough already, I can tell you.
You're one of the good ones. That drops it.
$35,000 a year. Are we done here?
Noble jobs. Are
right. Noble jobs make no money.
And free pizza on Fridays.
Yes. You're doing good things in life and making no money doing it. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Where did you get your law degree from?
A school in Boston, New England Law, Boston.
New England Law. Okay.
How many years have you been practicing?
Three,
okay, so relatively new.
Right. How many times a week do you think about going to work for a big company and making a crap ton of money instead of doing what you're doing?
Honestly, not often.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had a friend who was a lawyer and worked for a big company, and she ended up quitting and becoming a Pilates instructor because she made more money doing a Pilates instructor than she did as a lawyer.
And money's not everything to everybody.
Correct.
No, I get you. But when you go through that to get a law degree, that's a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money.
You want to help people.
And, you'd like to get a return on that investment.
Do you find your job fulfilling helping people in this nonprofit organization? That's awesome.
I do.
Well, I'm glad for that. It doesn't help us find the dollar amount. But
yeah,
do you
own a vacation home?
I do not, know.
Okay. When's the last time you bought a new car?
7 years ago.
7 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
It still runs great.
I know, right? I feel you.
What's your favorite TV show about lawyers?
About lawyers? Honestly, either Daredevil or Suits.
Oh, my son is watching Suits right now, and he loves
Daredevil
that show.
Daredevil is it.
He's
obsessed. It's really good. It's really good.
Okay, all right. I will go first on this one. As a family law attorney working for a nonprofit, I'm going to go $64,000 a year.
I'm going to say 90.
90 from Kennedy. Okay.
She's a lawyer, but she's nonprofit. I'll say 70.
Okay, 70K. Again, don't say who it is you work for, your name, or any of that. How much do you earn as a family law attorney working for a nonprofit?
I earn $80,000 a year.
That's close.
Well, ma'am, I just want to say thanks for what you're doing. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you said you're doing it, the reason you're doing it, and you probably help a lot of people. So thank you for being in that space that can be messy at times. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Love you back.
We love you, too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.